have a seat. Stuart, you might want to, can you turn this down just a bit? I don't want to get feedback. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard? The squeak higher, right there. Have you ever heard of Ignatian Bible studies? Have you ever heard of the Saint Ignatius of Loyola? Okay, so Ignatius, long story short, he came up with this really interesting way of studying scripture. It's my favorite way of doing it because it involves imagination. So you take your scripture selection from anywhere from in the Bible, it's fine. You find your piece, and then you read it, and you imagine yourself in the scene, right? So for instance, if you were reading about the crucifixion, right, you might imagine yourself at the foot of the cross, looking up and hearing everything that's said, and you see everything that's been described. Ignatius would say, what do you hear? Like, what's the sound of footfalls, like, on the ground? Are there birds singing? Is there, like, mumbles from the crowd? Right, really get into it. If you really want to enjoy the Ignatian experience, you might imagine yourself as one of the characters in the story. So maybe you imagine yourself as one of the two thieves crucified next to Jesus, right? So now you're not seeing Jesus up at the cross. There he is, right? Or that side. And you're up there with him, and you're looking down at all the people. And then you might say to yourself, if I was one of the other people being crucified alongside Jesus, and I had the opportunity to say something to Jesus, like those guys did, what would I say? What would you say? If you had the opportunity to sit right next to Jesus and you could tell him anything you wanted, what would you say? That's what Ignatian spirituality is about. That's what Ignatian Bible study is about. It's going deep into the text to build a relationship. It works for, I mean, you could go anywhere in the Bible and do this sort of Ignatian spirituality, and it works great, except for today's gospel. It doesn't work quite as well here, at least not for me. So when I imagine myself sitting in this room with Jesus and the disciples, and I'm there at the back of the room and I'm listening to the teachings, and Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like scattering these seeds, and the seed would sprout and grow, but the farmer knows not why. I don't know if I could stop myself from going, Jesus, actually, we know how that happens. We know about germination. We know about cross-pollination and the irrigation systems, growing conditions. We know all this stuff, Jesus. You know what? That would not go over well, I'm sure. But I would be on best behavior because I'm in the room with Jesus. So I probably wouldn't say anything. But I would listen dutifully. And then we get to the next part where Jesus says, the mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Jesus, no, it's not actually. There are smaller seeds, lots of smaller seeds. That wouldn't go over well with Jesus either, I'm sure. The troublemaker at the back of the room. And then Jesus would continue on and he would say, this mustard seed grows up to be the greatest of all the shrubs. And I'd have to stand up and say, Jesus, it's not really the greatest. There are bigger shrubs on earth than the mustard seed plant. And that would not go over well. So my Ignatian spirituality might fall a little flat. For me, for you, might not. But the idea, I think, that Jesus is getting at here is not scientific accuracy about agricultural practices or horticultural knowledge. I think that's entirely beside the point. In fact, I think Jesus is doing these things to get a rise out of us, to make us want to say, oh, Jesus, that's not true. It's actually, it goes like, I think Jesus is prompting us to conversation. Jesus is always building relationships with people talking over a meal, having a conversation on a journey as they walk along. He's always trying to pull us into a conversation, a relationship. And later he goes off with the disciples and talks with them some more about the teachings from today. Sometimes people will say, if you really want people to listen to you, you should whisper. Because then they want to. If you don't want people to stop listening to you, just yell. But Jesus is always prompting these conversations. So maybe what's happening here is not that Jesus is giving us inaccurate information about planting and growing in the agricultural community. Maybe what he's doing is giving us an opportunity to talk back to Jesus. The prompt to make us curious, to build relationship. If you could say anything to Jesus, what would you say? And when is the last time you did it? When is the last time you imagined yourself in a scene with Jesus and said candidly, you know, Jesus, I got a real problem with this thing. And then just say whatever that is. Or, Jesus, did you see what happened today? Have you seen orcas playing? Have you? I have. I finally saw orcas in the wild, and I was gobsmacked. And I thought, Jesus, did you see that? And Jesus was like, oh, yeah. I put them there. Jesus is always trying to build up a conversation and a relationship with us because he's real and he's alive and he still exists today with us, within us, beside us, in the strangers that we meet on the street, in the people that we already know. You just never know when Jesus is going to show up. So when we open our imagination and our hearts and our intellect, our curiosity, we might just see Jesus more clearly walking around in Powell River. Building relationship, being curious, touching upon our imagination. Those are the unique things and gifts that God has given us that we can use to connect with God in unique, important, and powerful ways. The Bible is a prompt. It's a conversation. There are plenty of places in the Bible where you can read something and have an objection. And say, no, I don't think that's a good idea. No, I think that's wrong about that. Good. Bring it to God. Imagine God is there with you. Imagine Jesus is there with you. And ask your questions and work out your confusion. Build upon your curiosity. And the spirit of wisdom will move through the text, through your heart, and open your own wisdom and your own relationship, your own understanding with God and all of creation. Jesus was always giving us prompts. It's funny, in the Anglican tradition, so much of what we do is a call and response, right? The psalm, this side responds. The Eucharistic prayers, the Lord be with you. Now we're in a conversation. Now we're in a dialogue. The Anglican way, the scripture way, the way of Jesus is about building relationships based upon curiosity, trust, inquisitiveness, questions, concerns, doubts. If you don't have doubts, you need to be paying better attention. Poor doubting Thomas got yoked with that one. But he was being curious. He was seeking relationship. So when Jesus says something like, the mustard seed is the smallest of all the seeds on earth, instead of saying with our analytical, critical mind, that's not true, Jesus, we might say, but wait, tell me more. And then the conversation might just take a deeper, more transformative turn. So, perhaps some among the greatest gifts that we've been given by God is curiosity, imagination, and our ability to talk for a long time with one another. Because conversation is great. It's how we get to Take your time reading the scriptures. Savor the conversations, the characters, the moments, the scenes. There are epic stories in here, and there are little snippets of vignettes. Savor those stories and use them to build your conversation and your relationship with God. Then see where you move in your heart and your soul.